Well, today the Drug Enforcement Administration announced that it is maintaining its ban on medical marijuana, meaning the drug remains listed as an addictive substance with no accepted medical use. However, the federal government will make it easier for universities to grow marijuana, which will expand research on pot. Joining us now is Ryan Nurz, who is the cannabis correspondent for Fusion. And Ryan, right now the University of Mississippi is the only institution legally allowed to grow marijuana for research?
That's right. And, you know, University of Mississippi, obviously, pretty far from the epicenter of marijuana technology and pharmacology, which is all happening on the West Coast. It's all, you know, Colorado and Washington. And my understanding, you know, from insiders in marijuana world is that the quality of the marijuana that comes out of the University of Mississippi is very mediocre and very unnuanced. It's just this sort of old school blend that they've been doing for years. It doesn't have any understanding of, you know, the differences between CBD and THCA and THCB and all these cannabinoids that, according to researchers, are very important understanding how the drug will affect maladies.
So how big of a deal is this change from the government?
Well, you know, I think it's bittersweet. I think it's, you know, it's a little bit one step forward, two steps back. I mean, I think a lot of medical marijuana advocates are really disappointed because they think it's very, very clear that it should have been changed from a Schedule I to at least a Schedule II drug. And that's something that, you know, the DEA has been teasing out. That said, it's really important in the sense that all these research that's happening with, you know, the effects of marijuana on PTSD, on, you know, on a number of maladies now is really, it's really important that you get very good quality marijuana that you know the exact amount of cannabinoids, the exact amount of CBD, which is a cannabinoid that really has been useful with epilepsy and certain other maladies. So now they can really fine-tune and get the quality of marijuana that, frankly, you can get at almost any medical marijuana dispensary in places like Denver and Seattle.
And when you say that people were hoping that it would be changed from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2, explain what that means.
Sure. So basically, Schedule 1 means that it has absolutely no medical value whatsoever officially under federal law. And that includes drugs like, let's see, what is it, heroin? Whereas cocaine, I believe, is actually Schedule 2, meaning that it does have some medical value. Hmm. And so, you know, obviously with 25 states, half of the United States are using medical marijuana. Not only have they said that it has, you know, medical value, they're actually using it under state law. So half of the states are at odds with this federal stance on things. So it seems like it's kind of a tipping point that a lot of medical marijuana advocates just think, come on, let's do it.
Well, since, as you say, half the states are already allowing the legal use of medical marijuana, and there are a number of other states that have that on the ballot this fall, as we've talked about, why is the federal government keeping its ban?
Oh, see, that's kind of a mystery, to be honest. I mean, you know, I think one thing is that it's just a lot. There's a lot of federal oversight that has just been entrenched for years. There's NIDA, there's the FDA, there's the DEA, and to sort of just change it all at once from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2, and then also open up, you know, the doors for all those other 25 states that haven't legalized medical marijuana would just become sort of a, I think, a bureaucratic nightmare that they don't want to deal with yet. So they're doing this more gradual approach. And I think it's a matter of time that it will become Schedule 2. But there's also people who think that the pharmaceutical companies are pressuring, you know, the federal government. So there's conspiracy theories in weed world about it.
That's Ryan Nurz, who is cannabis correspondent for Fusion. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good to be here.